basically a three-song or spoken word set, and we're delighted to have Peter Neuendorfer here tonight. He really makes that piano sound fantastic every time he plays it, and he writes all kinds of interesting things and is constantly recording albums and making videos and doing a lot of great stuff. So he's here tonight with us, and he'll be having a feature on November 24th along with John Boehmer. Please welcome Peter Neuendorfer.
Thanks, everybody, for that warm welcome. Okay. That's fine, yeah. This song was written by myself on a day that was much warmer, if you can imagine, than today. And now, the weather with Peter Neuendorfer. Thanks, Bob. Hot enough for you? Today, the temperature climbed to a blistering 104 degrees in Boston. Yes, it was, actually. I got it by cell phone. Gary called in by cell phone and said, 104 degrees. Car radiators overboiled. Hundreds of motorists were stranded on the highway. Birds fell from the sky. I used to be hot, but now I'm not. I wasn't cool, my mind had to rot. But now I have air conditioning, air conditioning. I have air conditioning. Air conditioning. Air conditioning. Second verse, I need to rehearse. The air was so sweltering, I never felt a thing. Outside I was a fool, inside my air conditioning. Now I have air conditioning, fair positioning. Air conditioning, body partitioning. Happy thoughts, I think. I'll go away to a tropic isle someday. Now I have air conditioning, air conditioning. I have air conditioning, air conditioning. I used to be hot, but now I'm not. I wasn't cool, my mind had to rot. But now I have air conditioning, air conditioning. I have air conditioning, air conditioning. Now the moral of this story is if you want to do showbiz, you can't be hot and bothered, you can't be in a tizzy. Now I have air conditioning, air conditioning. I have air conditioning. Thank you. CDs on sale over there. And today, Steve Rapson and I went into the studio and worked on a new CD, which hopefully will be out the end of August. Mother Gets Up at Four. Oh, this is a song I wrote entitled Wishing for the Walk Light. Is on the new CD. Mother gets up at 4 a.m. every day to work on her book alone in our kitchen. We each have brains on fire and noses itching. Every morning we are both magicians with secret spells of daily bewitchings. Lately, the construction men are the real villains, not noticed by Bobby Dylan. The big dig in Boston is the most expensive thing yet, since the pyramids put the pharaohs in debt. Last week I strolled through the North End. I got lost in the back and forth of a concrete graveyard that confused me, at a party that refused me. Hundreds of concrete pews that we didn't see in the evening news. Drivers challenge pedestrians, and people cross on foot against traffic near the equestrian statue of Washington in the park. We all plot our moves in the dark. We're wishing for the walk light to change. As I patiently wait, I think about a film about a Macy's Santa who believed he was a real Kris Kringle. He was a hit of New Yorkers who loved him as he took off from the roof in a sleigh. Now that was fun. Still stuck on the sidewalk, I remember the excruciatingly slow docking in the space extravaganza because the audience was falling asleep in their stocking feet. They shortened the film before the spaceships finally meet. Drivers challenge pedestrians, and people cross on foot against traffic near the equestrian statue of Washington in the park. We're all plotting our moves in the dark. We're wishing for the walk light to change. As I try to cross, but a speeding truck cuts me off, I think about another film I could see over and over, about a dying man who lived in clover. His son tries to get him to see that his tall tales were all made up. But at his father's funeral, all the strange characters from the old man's stories showed up in the flesh in all of their glories. We wish for the walk light to change. We review in our visual cortexes our favorite films. Are we perplexed about them? Is there a complex with 1,000 screens? Are we in a vortex of outer space 3D movie beams? Or are we bored with the coming attractions, all adding up to zeros despite the second coming of all of our action heroes? Red lights driving, I run red lights driving. I don't give a damn, it's all just a sham. Don't get me wrong, my dinner guests are arriving. I'm serving them caviar and roast spring lamb. Please, 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 don't let them know what I've been confiding in the song. Drivers challenge pedestrians, and people cross on foot against traffic near the equestrian statue of Washington in the park. We're all plotting our moves in the dark. We're wishing for the walk light to change.
And now. Thank you.
That's good. I feel really, I let myself be tortured by guilt and anxiety. Should I be using lyric sheets? Should I not be using lyric sheets? What difference does it make? And I'd like to welcome Jake Pansinger to the stage and acknowledge that what all the help that he and Ellen do to put on these open mic nights. Okay, let's see. Take it away, Jay. Get organized here. Great Aunt Sally greeted us late at night in the fall, where she owns a summer cottage. "Hello, Ed," she barked. "Hello, Peter and Jane and all." She left the porch light on, very bright wattage. Driving to Ashburnham at the edge of the state, sleep will await. Aunt Sally winters in Philadelphia, spending summers and falls in this New England town. Her long life is a grand cycle. Leaves turn from green to red to orange to brown. Driving to Ashburnham at the edge of the state, sleep will await. Her world is busy, from symphony to woods and fields, reading the Sunday Times on her screened-in porch, admiring sunsets, listening to Mahler as well, after her wood stove meals, off to town in a vintage Nash that she drives so fast like a bat out of hell. My family stays at a smaller cabin at the end of a wagon wheel path. Between the cottages was a blueberry patch where we picked blueberries to bake a muffin batch. Our cottage heat was a pot-bellied stove. I brought in wood from an outside pile. The view out back was a wooded grove, out front a field, and mountains far off by a mile. Dad and I cleared a path that wandered about in the wood. It was overgrown with stumps and branches. Volunteer work turned bad into good. A spider descended from the ceiling, good luck. Birds chirped, mosquitoes bit, butterflies flew. As my mother worked on the Sunday crossword, stuck trying to solve a difficult clue.
So how about a big hand for Peter Neuendorfer, and also a hand for Jake on that last number.